This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's happening with Bill Simmons? And why is he hating on Jim Nance, who just seems like one of the nicest dudes in the world?
I'll just read to you what I wrote in my email. Bill Simmons isn't funny. Like, that's it. That's the entire point of the story. He's just not funny. In all seriousness, Bill Simmons has a podcast. It was his After the Masters podcast, kind of a recap of things. And he was not happy with Jim Nance's call. Now, here is Jim Nance's final call. Now, we all know that Nance does these corny, cheesy, you can win the title. You know, like when UConn won the national championship a few years ago. Like, just some lame, thrown-in one-liner. Here is Nance's final call of Hideki Matsuyama winning the Masters.
Matsuyama is Japan's first Masters champion.
Okay. To the point, fine, cut and dry, simple, boring, yes, but, you know, do I need a pre-formulated one-liner? No. Bill Simmons evidently not happy with it, saying cancel culture was the reason.
All right, so Nance, we were hoping for one of his classic pre-baked one-liners when Matsuyama won the Masters. I think he was scared off. He felt nervous to me the last 20 minutes. Cancel culture, I don't think Nance even wanted to go near anything. He kept kind of throwing it to Faldo. And then when Matsuyama hit the... First of all, he missed the par putt. He had the little two-footer coming back. He made it. He wins. And Nance basically said, and Matsuyama, Hideki Matsuyama, the first Japanese golfer to win the Masters. I've never heard him put less thought, energy, creativity, anything into one of his calls. And it was a scared Jim Nance. Let's be honest.
Oh, a scared Jim Nance. Now, he wanted something more culturally Asian. Like, I don't know, what do you want, a Rising Sun reference? I mean, like, what's he looking for here? And second of all, cancel culture for Jim Nance isn't real. Jim Nance isn't getting canceled. Augusta National decides who is the announcer for that tournament. Jim Nance ain't going anywhere. Jim Nance isn't scared. He just signed a mega deal.
Right. He just re-upped. I was about to say.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Where are they going to go? What's he going to do? They get fired? Yeah, I get fired. He's Jim Nance. He's not going anywhere. He just signed
a massive deal. I'm sure ESPN would be thrilled to say, yeah, Jim, come on over here and be our Monday Night Football guy.
Come on over. Come on over. But that, you know, then Bill decides to give what he thinks should have been said, and I have no idea where he's going with this.
So I had it. I had the savvy one. Heat of the Moment, which was a song that won like 5 Grammys by a band called Asia in the 80s.
Oh, God.
I think Nance could have gone stealth and done, it was the heat of the moment. Hideki Matsuyama is our Masters champion. Something like that. And then it just would have been really underground. Nobody would have even gotten it. But he just played a chalk. And you know what? You just signed a new contract, Jim Nance. We don't want to scare Jim Nance. Come up with some sort of line. Anything? Disappointing.
Wow.
Well, what's disappointing is you don't even know the golfer's name.
He's not the former Hideki DH Matsui. Of the Yankees.
What do we? Come on. You want to rip a guy for his Masters call? You don't even know who won the tournament.
Oh, my God. Asia.
And then he references Asia, which is a about as old as you can get. Wow. What's next, Bill Simmons? Are you going to mention Toto?
You know, his final call should have been, as sure as Kilimanjaro rises above Olympus in the Serengeti.
Yes.
Matsuyama wins.
Wow. Asia.
Man, there is no group of members of a media than sports media members, who have not evolved their musical taste past 1984.
That's a good song, though, RJ. Let's not play around about
Come
that.
Come on, Bill.
But also, let's not bypass the fact that I think Troy does a pretty nice limited fake Bill Simmons there. That was strong.
Oh, you like the fake Bill Simmons?
Oh, yes. I'm a big fan of Asia here, as I like to talk about Asia as well. Do you guys listen to the new Boston?
Boston, just everything.
Awful.
469 says Nance was definitely playing scared. I don't blame him, though, if he was. I don't blame him whatsoever.
Look, there is a difference between your radio call and your TV call, correct? I mean, look, RJ, you've done this as well when it comes to play-by-play, color.
You did it great.
You want to let it breathe.
RJ.
Like, people are watching this happen on TV. That's what made Pat Summerall great. You don't need to say a lot, right? People are able to see what is going on. Go ahead and give the call and let the moment take over. That's what Nance did. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. Like,
yeah,
you know.
But isn't that Nance's style to kind of, isn't it to kind of play it up and not necessarily let it breathe, but throw something in there? So I get it.
Yeah, maybe he was playing scared. Maybe he didn't want to go there and touch on any kind of, you know, like cultural references. But, I mean,
just like Choppy was playing scared yesterday when Walchuk and I were trying to have sake bombs with the squad.
Yeah, that's true. He crawled into the corner.
Yeah, I did. I don't.
He cannonballed right out of that conversation.
You know, what was wrong with the sake bomb conversation? But no, RJ,
I mean, I enjoy sake. I don't know about sake bomb.
Yeah, but once again, you're talking about RJ's expertise when it comes to broadcasting calls. And yes, you do want to let it breathe, especially television. You want that moment to breathe because it not only is an audio medium, but also a visual medium. And you want it to breathe. RJ knows about this when he did Legends calls. He let the moment breathe, unless he was thinking about NSYNC.
Oh, here we go. To Holloway up ahead. Holloway, alley-oop to Evans. Yes, sir. You're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever needed. Yeah. So tell me what to do now.
I kept going.
When I want you. Back.
Oh, that's good stuff. It's no Asia.
That is not playing it safe.
Yeah, no Asia there, but it's still good.
Can't imagine why I'm not doing the games anymore.
Probably because Jerry Sandler took your job.
Yeah, I just kicked him right out of there. Boom, move on over, Chop.
RJ, if I was the one calling the shots there, you'd have gotten a pay raise after that, buddy, and you'd be all over the television.
I appreciate that, but you were like 14 years old when I was doing those games.
That was probably like 9.5.
I know. Grew up such a fan. I wanted
such
to be RJ Choppy one day.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of great television calls in sports, that's a segue.
That is.
Oh, yeah, we did have the best TV call to date, I think, in the year of 2021. Now, this is bowling, isn't it, RJ, your favorite sport?
I wouldn't know if it's my favorite sport, but it's one of my favorite sports. The PBA Tour, the Ginger Assassin, Anthony Neuer, was trying
Ginger
to complete
assassin.
The – I know, right? How is Ginger not a insensitive term at this point? He was trying to complete the rare 7-10 split.
And the 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it.
Oh, he did it!
He got the 7-10, Randy!
Oh,
he did it! Woo-hoo-hoo! My goodness, the Ginger Assassin just dropped the 7-10! You bet, kid! You bet!
He's a Def Leppard?
Oh, man!
Sugar!
Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game. Brought to you by Guaranteed Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate. Believe you will. I believe the Ginger Assassin can drop the 7-10. Oh, man.
He got it, Randy. He did it, Randy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did he sneak a sponsor read in there?
He snuck in a read.
That is incredible. Incredible. What a call. Absolutely.
Boy, talk about
brilliant.
Letting it breathe, huh, Walchuk?
I love that one. Look, PBA, you gotta bring up the entertainment level, right? Let's go. Bowling has given us some of the best clips of our lifetime. Who do you think you are? I am.
Dude, Weber.
Man, and then now we get this? Oh what a treat.
Hey,
PBA Bowling. The ginger. What was he?
The ginger assassin. He's 18.
Gosh, and it's a good question from the 817 about the ginger assassin. Is he a ginger himself, or does he assassinate gingers?
He was a ginger.
He was.
Yeah. But I guess he still is. Okay. I shouldn't have said was. He still is. He's still
fantastic.
Is
way to go, gingers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.